Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
It was how to lose a game in 10 plays last night for Indiana as the conference finals started off with a bang. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer, Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today we are mourning on behalf of the Indiana Pacers, as that loss was as painful of a loss as I've ever seen, mostly because they just had to have that game, and so much clown show had to happen for them to lose. But before we get into all of that and also preview the Western Conference clash between Dallas and Minnesota, I want to ask you guys to like and subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening to this on, because all of that leads to internet points. And internet points allow us to keep investing in the show and the website and creating something sustainable in this industry for all parties involved. With that out of the way, allow me to bring into the show a man who doesn't need any introduction, but you know him from his work previously at RotoWorld and now at ESPN. It's Steve Dr. A. Alexander, and I want to know something before we get to basketball stuff. What is something newish you were listening to right now so that myself and the listeners can go check it out and add it to our music listening collection?
I listen to a lot of Manchester Orchestra.
Manchester Orchestra.
Atlanta band, kind of in the realm of Band of Horses, sort of in that it's got that kind of feedbacky voice. What's it called?
That's called resonance. It's I messed with it on GarageBand once.
I don't know. I'd start with simple math and go from there.
Yeah, I love doing this. I know people in my life who know music way better than I, and then I can actually put on a playlist that people will enjoy at parties. Let's pay some bills real quick. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even get live odds while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. That's a lot of slots. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Yeah, I always like to ask you music questions, sir. You've comprised at least 50% of my catalog. I don't know what that says about me.
You know what I was thinking about today is... like, I used to drink a few beers, and then you and I would start, I don't know what it was, it Slack, or was it same time, or
AOL Instant Messenger.
AOL Instant Messenger. We used to communicate, and we were like, we would do like fantasize. We'd be like, man, one day we're going to have our own website and have our own podcast and not have to worry about the man. And look at us. Look at us 15 years later.
I think one of the things I do remember was we said, what if we got like a nickel for every fantasy question we answered? And here we are. We did it.
Here we are.
Oh, those were the days, man. I miss them. It's so hard, the grind in this business, to do what we were doing back in those days. It's funny too, because like you were, I remember actually my approach to you guys, I said, hey man, I want to do Friday nights, and I hadn't done a single shift ever. And you kind of just laughed like, nah, man, I got Friday nights. Don't worry about it, bro. But you were doing 12 game Friday nights all by yourself.
Yeah. Stupid.
And we got guys right now they're like doing two games and they're like, oh my goodness, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
12, 13 even.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't really know how we did it. And I think that since I left or got asked to leave, you know where, we've got like three guys divvying up all the blurb time. And I don't really know how they're sustaining life at this point.
Like, but the whole thing, right?
More power to them. I'm to the point in my life where I hope to never another blurb again.
I think the blurbing, though, is to me like the great difference maker for analysts. It's like push-ups, mental push-ups, whatever. And if you've done that even for a year, you're so dangerous in relation to most of the field out there. So I have a ton of respect for blurbers. I can't type right now, and it really bugs me because I would actually love to blurb games. It's been a bit for me, but you know, that to me is like where the action is, and I miss it. And you know, today we're actually not even going to be talking about fantasy because there's so much playoff stuff to talk about. We will get back into the fantasy, you know, the big fat dose of fantasy hoops with one of the better episodes. Tomorrow is the undervalued fantasy player episode. I think that's just the hot spot for fantasy discussion in general. But man, I mean, you're a Pacers fan. Like, how are you doing today?
Well, I woke my wife up from screaming at my television last night. Like, WTF are you doing? Like, Ty Halliburton, I get it. You're 24. I get it. This is your first run through the playoffs, but you're also being paid the big bucks. And that the first turnover that happened at the 10-second mark was I'm dribbling down the court sort of by myself, and I see a defender coming at me, and I panic and just sort of lose it out of bounds, unforced. And then, thank goodness, Boston got the ball and missed a layup and then missed a fadeaway. Tatum missed a fadeaway. And then the Pacers got the ball back and couldn't throw it in bounds. So you're up 10. You're up 3 with 10 seconds left and you have the ball. That should be game over in the NBA. And blame it on Carlisle. Blame it on Ty Halliburton. Blame it on whatever. Unacceptable.
Nembhard.
Pacers had to have that win, and they just choked it away.
It was, I didn't really have, I mean, I had Pacers plus 10, and I was laughing.
Pacers
plus
10. Yes, I was laughing about that as well. Oh, yeah, I won money. This is fun.
It felt like, it felt like inevitable that they were going to lose by 11 or something. And I didn't really have a horse in the race. Like, I was just watching that game, and my kid, who's watching it with me, he didn't really see me get emotional about a game. And as it was going down, I was like speaking out loud very negatively for like no apparent reason, because it just hurt to watch. And Halliburton, he's got a jitterbug game that he's got to figure out. Because he's so loose out there, and it works. I mean, that step three, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. When he took a sidestep three with Al Horford on him in the pick and roll, and he basically did the old James Harden travel. That's a basically legal move in today's NBA. And he sort of back ironed at best that three. It was more of like, almost like a bank shot that didn't go in. And you're just sitting there thinking, man, like, could you have taken 10 more seconds off of the clock before firing up that kind of a shot? And he had several of those
horrible
going
shot.
Through overtime. And yeah, the turnovers are just mind blowing turnovers. What's crazy too,
they
I thought he did a really good
10,
job. Go ahead.
They had 10 turnovers in the final 5 minutes and 30 seconds of that game. 5 minutes of which was overtime. So I think they had three turnovers in the final 30 seconds of regulation, and then seven more in overtime. Dude.
I thought there was like 10 plays where if they hadn't done the stupidest thing on earth, they would have won that game. Like when Halliburton dribbled it off of his shin and the ball kind of caromed over to Aaron Nesmith, he could have just tapped it back to Halley.
Oh no, he full blown dived on it like it was a football in the snow.
It was a football.
With the Dallas Cowboys. Some Leon Lett action right there.
And then rolls over onto the line. Like
dives.
I had to look at that in slow motion. I thought Derek White, like so much of that.
So
and then,
painful,
then you had
dude.
The start of the game. And Neesmith got nothing. Lucky too. He actually, yeah, the start of the game was crazy. Like, I mean, the fact that they survived that was great. But then there was a 3-pointer that Jason Tatum took at the end of the fourth quarter. That was the fourth. I'm getting them all mixed up, but he basically like Neesmith went for the steal and then Tatum caught the ball and Neesmith went flying by and Tatum actually ended up missing the three. So this didn't hurt Neesmith. But on that play, if he had just gone with the old sixth grade CYO coached go steal with your outside hand instead of going inside hand, he'd have gone for a pick six with a dunk and it would have been over. And all of it was crazy. So how bad does this hurt them? Is the next question. Can they come back mentally from this?
Yeah, I mean they're it's a huge wasted opportunity. Like a lot of people will say you cannot have a wasted opportunity that big and survive. But I mean all they got to do is win one game at Boston and all the momentum is flipped in this thing. First of all, Boston is a little bit scared right now because the Pacers gave them more than they thought they were going to. Secondly, Boston has not won a game two in Boston in these playoffs yet. They've lost both game twos. So the Pacers are looking to come in here and make that three in a row. And if the Pacers do somehow win game two, they have momentum in this series. So I don't think it's over by any stretch. I also don't feel like the Celtics are that much better of a team than the Pacers, especially without Kristaps Porzingis. I tell you what, Miles Turner and Nesmith and Nembhard are all doing their thing and they're all playing well. And I'm just pissed that the Pacers should be up 1-0 with a chance to go up 2-0. And they're not. They blew it. But I don't think they're out of the series by any stretch.
I love that you're taking that position. And, you know, this is, I think, probably, you know, when you work with people who have the extensive history covering the game as you do at a high level with that critical eye, I'm seeing that same exact thing. But it just feels so contrary to what you're going to see out there. I think the general consensus is going to be that these guys blew their shot. They have no chance. Boston is going to wake up and just slam them at home 2-0, and that the young team is not going to be able to come back and handle it. But the three guys you mentioned, Nesmith, Nembhard, and Turner, they're giving it to him. And that was something that I was impressed with so many different facets and then not impressed with Boston in so many facets, but the athleticism issue for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Yeah. They're more athletic maybe than the two guard forwards or guards that you mentioned, Nesmith and Nembhard, but I'm not sure that's even a true statement. Like I think Jaylen Brown has moved more towards kind of a strength game. And yeah, he can really get up and rise. But in terms of side-to-side lateral quickness, I don't think he's got that against Neesmith or Nembhard. So those two guys can stay in front of him. And then with Tatum, it's even more pronounced. Tatum has this great foul game where he can, you know, just get into your body, and he brings the ball down low with his hands and up into your hands, and does the James Harden move. Man, that's two James Harden references in one podcast, and we're in the playoffs. That's so weird. I think even with Tyrese Halliburton, the Jrue Holiday, you know, lockdown defender, and Holiday had a massive game, and then of course he bothered Halliburton into that turnover late. But on the whole, you know, Halliburton's just such a jitterbug out there, and he's getting side to side on that pick and roll, and I don't think Jrue Holiday can keep up with him laterally. So while Jrue Holiday is an amazing defender, and he's going to possibly at some point, you know, snap Halliburton over his knee, that pick and roll game against Al Horford and Halliburton being able to just fly with the ball, I think it negates some of what Jrue Holiday does. So, like, as we've kind of gone through that list there, I don't see it as Indiana is outgunned here, you know, to this major extent. And then Miles Turner, man, 23 points, 10 boards, 2 blocks, straight 9-13 shooting, just killing it again. How do you see it playing out in game 2? Like, do you think that anything that we saw in game 1 is going to change? Are these guys going to continue to be effective offensively? Is there any adjustment that Boston can make that would bring the sledgehammer, so to speak?
Well, first of all, when you saw that Indy was getting 10 points, did you feel like when you bet that, like, oh, this is easy money? Because I did. I was like, Pacers are not going to lose. Pacers are not going to get blown out in game 1. Like, this thing is going to be tight. So I felt really, I should have put a lot more money on plus 10 with the Pacers than I did.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Yeah, I've had a bad betting season, and I'm hoping finally I feel like some of these series are lining up for me. I've felt like I've been in the forest just blindfolded, like Sandra Bullock in that movie I never watched. Just like, I don't know what's going on. This is the first postseason in a long time. I'm just like, it's coin flip central. And I'm just betting coin flips and it's just not working. This game, yeah, no, I was like, first of all, you got Boston, who's overconfident. They're not even playing Kristaps Porzingis as if they're, you know, just kind of holding them out. They don't look at the Pacers as a legitimate threat. I look at the coaching matchup, and Rick Carlisle continues to just blow it out. Like, so many times he blows it. But at the same time, it's Rick Carlisle. He's been there for 30 years or whatever. It's, you know, it looked to everything lined up perfectly. Nobody respects the Pacers. Plus 10 was just a gift from God. I'm just looking at that and saying, thank you very much. And yeah, so I'm right there with you. I am concerned. I'm actually going to take the Pacers again in game two. I am concerned this woke up Boston and that they're going to try to figure it out. And then at the same time, I'm like, I don't know what different they can do. Like, what different do they even want to do? Al Horford can't cover anybody right now. And he's being asked to play significant minutes. So do you see anything different? Am I crazy for going again in game two instead of the old zigzag theory?
No, they're getting 8.5. The Pacers are getting 8.5 in game two. They know they let one get away. Boston, I don't think there's going to be a big change in the game plan for either team, because Boston's game plan got them off to a 12-0 start, had them leading the game all the way until the end. The Pacers just kind of clawed their way in front of Boston near the end, and then just couldn't hold on to finish it off. So I think the Pacers are pretty happy with how things went. I think Boston was not happy with how things went, but I think a lot of their problem was just shots weren't going down. And also, they had so many easy layups against the Pacers. I felt like too many easy layups were given up by Pacers D. That's why I feel like TJ McConnell should be in the game more than he is. And how weird is it that Jrue Holiday scored 28 points? I believe that's his season high. So
he was just, you know, bullying
him. Jrue added to the Jalen and Jason thing, and the sky's the limit for Boston if they get a third or fourth scorer. It's usually Derek White, but last night it was Jrue Holiday.
They're looking at that box score. I mean, 47.5% from the field. You know, that probably looks a little bit more like 44 outside of that first little 3-minute, 4-minute stretch there in the beginning where they just got easy buckets. And I know that's all baked into the cake, but 24 of 30 from the foul line. That's pretty crazy. 80%. I mean, Jaylen Brown knocking two big ones at the end of the fourth quarter to keep the thing close. There's actually some real regression potential there. Don't know the ref assignments, and I know Tony Brothers was calling that last game. So the 24 of 30 is interesting in that regard. I see it as you do. I don't think Boston looks at this game and says, oh, we've got to change something. I mean, maybe they try something with the Al Horford pick and roll, but Indiana has them so spread out that you can't get out of that if you're Boston. I mean, and you probably look at it if you're Boston, like Al Horford's probably going to at least do some smart stuff out there, even if he is getting beat.
Well, and he's not going to shoot 5 of 15 again.
No. He'll,
like, that's the thing. Like,
that regression is probably coming.
Derek White and Al Horford both shot it terribly. Like, everybody else was fine, but I feel like Al Horford he's got a load he has to pull along here, because he's the only big man standing right now. And meanwhile,
not
the Pacers,
to mention 40 minutes in this game.
Yeah, and Turner played 39, and Turner looks like a beast right now. Like, I've never seen Miles Turner on a run like he's been on for the last 10 days. And you add in Pascal Siakam, Obi Toppin, meaningful minutes. Pacers have got big guys that are in there making a difference, whereas Boston, their only hope is Al Horford at center right now. Luke Kornet played 13 minutes.
40 minutes for Al Horford. Whatever. And I wonder if Kornet gets more minutes in this one, and that's not great, obviously, if you're Boston. 40 minutes for Al Horford, and just a one-day-off turnaround. Oh, boy. And the other thing, 21 turnovers for Indiana. That is outstanding. That's an impressive turnover number. I mean, that has to come down. And I think now that they've felt the intensity of a Eastern Conference Finals, the intensity of the Boston crowd, I'm with you. I think like 8.5. I think I got it at 9. I know I got it at 9. That's just a lot of points. I think the only way this thing doesn't hit is if they just get completely overwhelmed. They lose the mental game, and somehow it crumbles from there. And I could see that. But, you know, with Siakam around, that experience, he's crumbled, what, 3 or 4 times in the playoffs? So he's done that. He's been there, done that. You know, he had some mistakes in this last game, but I don't think he's going to get overwhelmed by the moment. Miles Turner doesn't seem like a guy that's going to get overwhelmed by the moment. I mean, maybe he gets a little cold shooting, but I don't think he's just going to like dime up or anything. Halliburton, I don't know how you couldn't question it after that game. Seeing him do it twice in a row seems unlikely to me.
Let's remember, he only had 3 turnovers in 40 minutes. The problem is they were all massive, massive turnovers with the game on the line and everybody in the world watching. So, you know, Rick Carlisle took the blame for this loss, and Halliburton got on the mic and was like,
Rick, how they didn't advance the ball. That was he's done that so much in these playoffs, and yet here they are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, there was the not fouling up 3 issue. I can't remember which game it was and who it was against. My brain doesn't work anymore.
Well, it was last night. It was last night also.
I thought with that one, they were lucky. Siakam, I don't know how he didn't foul Jaylen Brown. I mean, it was like he had climbed up into his jersey and somehow didn't foul him.
And then he stopped and did that little side shimmy and just kind of fell out of the way. And I heard that Carlisle called for a foul there, but when Siakam saw that Jaylen was going to have to catch and shoot that off balance, he decided not to foul him because he didn't think he'd make the shot. So I thought that was very interesting. They should have fouled before the ball ever got to Jaylen Brown.
I mean, if you play by the numbers, he just made 2 free throws and he's not a good foul shooter. I don't have any numbers on this, but just my memory of his foul shooting, like in pressure situations, he probably goes 2 of 3, you know,
but
I get it. Yeah.
What I was going to say a minute ago is, you know, Rick Carlisle took credit for the loss, blaming on him. Halliburton got up there and said, no, my turnovers are what caused this. This loss is on me. I know it's on me. I've got to be better. Like, if he doesn't learn from this and doesn't come out tomorrow night and play a lot better down the stretch, or you don't even have to play better, just play more conservatively and don't do anything stupid. Like, that's all you have to do. So I feel like either the Pacers are going to get run out of the gym and it's going to be over by halftime, because we've seen plenty of those games in these playoffs from all kinds of different teams and situations, or it's going to go down to the wire again, just like last night did. And I think that's where we're headed. I think the Pacers are in this thing to win it. And Boston's a little bit scared of them right now. And if things go differently down the stretch, in game 2, I could see the Pacers tying it up 1-1.
Oh man, and then the what ifs, if they had been up 2-0, and in my betting journal, I really need Boston to get challenged so I can get them back on my board at the right rate. And hopefully that will happen. And then we pivot to our next series, and feel free to interrupt me if you have anything else you'd like to say on that. But the next series, Dallas at Minnesota, which we're going to see here tonight. I am pretty bullish on Minnesota, and I need you to talk me out of it, Steve.
You know, I don't even know what to think about this series. I am not bullish on either one of them. I feel like this Luka versus Ant is going to be fun to watch. Like, both of these teams are going to make a ton of mistakes. Are we going to see the Minnesota defense that we saw in the first two games against Denver? I don't know. Because we didn't really see that defense the rest of the series, which is weird. And, you know, Luka and
Ant
are both going to be out there trying to prove to the world that they're the best player in the world. And I can't wait for this series. If you want to go all in on Minnesota, do it, dude. I'm not going to talk you out of it.
All right. I already did it, so I couldn't get out of it if I wanted to. I just quickly looked at the regular season numbers. I don't put any stock in regular season numbers, really. Minnesota won 3 out of 4 games. I would be betting my house on Minnesota if they had a tank that they could roll out there to defend Luka. You know, a big, strong 3/4 that, you know, could just bludgeon him, you know, all game long. But they don't have that. It's going to be Jaden McDaniels. I don't know who's going to start off on him. That's a real interesting question. I mean, they could get really weird with certain big men combinations. I don't think they could live off of him, but like in little bursts, it'd be interesting to just see what Cat could do. Cat's just terrible at fouling, so I mean that wouldn't last longer than 2 minutes, but you know, theoretically you need somebody who's big against Luka. Could be a little interesting. He's stronger than almost everybody. Jaden McDaniels is thin and not strong. I've been wondering if Kyle Anderson, I mean, I want to talk Ant on him in a second here, but like Kyle Anderson, something's happened to that dude. He like played for China over the summer, and anybody who watched him was like hitting me up. They're like, man, Kyle Anderson looks terrible. And then this year, I think it was probably as bad as he's ever looked. Now he's not, I don't think, a Luka stopper by any means, but he's a pretty strong guy. I wonder if he can get in there and sort of rekindle some of that details game and be a factor when he hasn't been able to be a factor in a long time.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Yeah, that makes sense. I could see Slow-Mo getting some run against Luka. I could see Ant playing against Luka. Although I think Ant really wants to match up with Kyrie, and they want to have a dogfight. Maybe, hopefully not a fist fight like we saw in NASCAR. Did you see Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and that dude?
No, did they keep the helmets on?
No, the helmet was off, dude, and it was a straight up punch to the face. And then everybody, like, it's pretty awesome video. You have to check it out. And at some
kids,
point,
we don't.
At some point, the one dude yelled at the other dude. He goes, "I suck just as bad as you do. I don't know what the problem is," or something like that. That was after he got hit in the face.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
you know, kids, we don't condone fighting, but, you know, it's pretty funny sometimes. And, yeah,
especially
I'm going to go.
NASCAR dudes fight.
Well, normally, they don't even take the helmets off. It's like a football fight. They don't take the helmets off.
Well, they're usually throwing crap at each other as they drive by at 100 miles an hour. You know, like, why'd you do that to me? But this was in the pit. This was in the back alley, I guess, at his RV and
the mean streets of NASCAR. I wonder how many of those guys were built with born with a silver spoon, you know, on third base. And then there's like a good quarter of them that worked their way up.
I don't know what
just
happened.
From the mean streets of wherever they came from.
We were talking about basketball and something happened.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah. Basketball happened.
But Anthony Edwards against Kyrie Irving is going to be fun. And Anthony Edwards against Luka is going to be fun. Like, I can't wait, dude. This is going to be so fun.
I've been wondering about that Ant matchup because, I mean, let's like, actually, before I get into the Ant matchup, let's say I believe that Minnesota will double Luka. And I think also it's pretty safe to say that, like, Minnesota will own the paint. Like, if you're going to make Luka shoot over the top of you, I think, in this series, and that can be very dangerous. You know, he can get really deadly out there, but, like, you can just know if you're Jaden McDaniels and you're going to defend Luka Doncic, that you've got two or three bigs behind you at any point in time that are, you know, going to be able to just wall off the paint. So why take chances? Like, you know, keep your hands back. Just kind of take the safe angles and make it a shooting game. And then the other aspect of it is I really do think that Denver is going to make, that Minnesota is going to just double him. And you have all these great defenders on the other side of the court. So if he's skipping the ball, if he's just, you know, picking you apart, you're banking on Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, and Naz Reid to match up well with Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, and PJ Washington, and I really think they can. And if it was Ant on the other side against Kyrie in a one-on-one scramble, I think you like your odds there. If you got Mike Conley on the other side of that thing, you know, and Dallas is playing advantage basketball, you like your odds with a Mike Conley. He's actually the only guy I'm really worried about. If he goes down, I think Minnesota goes down, and that would be bad for me. But Nikhil Alexander-Walker can handle his business. You know, so I just think you take Luka out of the game But that Anthony Edwards potential matchup on Luka is so interesting because, yeah, Luka will back him down. Anthony is a star, so I don't think Luka is just going to get all the calls against him. And then in terms of you've been back down, Luka's doing whatever he's doing, pivot, you know, just push. Anthony Edwards can jump better than anybody in the NBA. So he could actually get up there and challenge that shot a little bit. So I'm curious what that looks like in a changeup. But do you think that the big men for Dallas are really, like, do you think they'll be competitive? Do you think they'll lose this matchup? Because to me, that's like where Dallas is really in trouble. Those guys have been super good. And I just don't know if they're going to be able to compete.
I think they are going to compete. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is more of a shooting guard. And Gobert, it just coming off getting schooled by Jokic. And I think Gafford's like, give me some Gobert. Give me some of that. I think the big man matchup is not as lopsided as, I mean, I get it because the Gobert name and the cat name are big. And the names of the big men on Dallas are not so big, but I mean, Daniel Gafford is a legit big man, and I think he's going to hold his own against them. I also think that this series comes down to Luka's better than Anthony Edwards, and therefore Dallas is going to win. I've got Dallas winning the series in seven. Tonight, I'll probably take Dallas -4.5. Like, I feel like we need to see a game of this series before we're going to really have a feel for what it's going to look like. Because right now you're super confident that Minnesota's going to win this thing. But I look at that and I'm like, man, I don't know. I mean, it's possible, but I mean, we could see the Mavericks come out here and just run the Wolves out of the gym. I mean, I don't know. I have no strong feelings of what's going to happen in this series. Like, I need to see game one before I can really try to figure it out.
I hate being on the other side of the line with you, man. I'm with you on Daniel Gafford. Like, he's really, really taking steps forward. I'm talking like offensively. I'm talking just spatial awareness. I'm talking explosiveness. I think he will play Rudy Gobert to a draw at minimum. So there's that. I think PJ Washington could be in some real trouble. I don't see how he gets around, say, Cat or Naz Reid. I think PJ Washington.
That could be the key to the whole thing. I mean, if you shut down PJ Washington, then maybe Dallas doesn't win. Because he was such a big part of what they did in those first two rounds. So you may be onto something there. I do think this is not as good of a matchup for PJ Washington as it could be. And Naz Reid may just be on PJ watch the whole time and be like, listen, Naz, just go in there and do whatever you do, shut him down. So you may be very right there. Like, that's something I really haven't considered. So I totally interrupted you. Carry on. But yeah, I like your PJ Washington take.
Yeah, no, thank you. I need something at this point. When I know I'm on the other side of the line with you, it scares me. And I am pretty much like Dallas. If Dallas keeps advancing, then I'm in some deep trouble all over the place. I did get something in on them a series ago, so I'm not totally screwed. But yeah, no. What I also wonder is kind of the plethora of, you know, your Mike Conley, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Jaden McDaniels. McDaniels, by the way, was bad in the middle of the series, and he really got good at the end of the series. And I don't know how that dude did the whole bounce dunk thing at the end of that game. That was just wild. I'm most impressed by it. I know he's crazy, and you need to be a little crazy at this stage in your career at this level of play. But like, what will that group of players do? Because I think with the Dallas guys, I mean, Tim Hardaway Jr., Josh Green, you know, you start going down the roster with these guys, and I don't know how they're going to be able to perform if Minnesota's defense is locked in. And so you're really just counting on Luka. You're counting on Kyrie. If it is Anthony Edwards versus Kyrie, oh boy. I mean, Kyrie can get his against anybody, but Anthony Edwards is just that guy. He's that dog. And I don't know how Kyrie is going to function. And now you're subtracting so many contributors out of the Dallas equation. Luka is going to have to be so good, totally capable of that. I don't know if there are any other angles in this series. I feel like you were saying that after game one, we will be talking about a ton of angles. Chris Finch versus Jason Kidd. You got anything there?
Well, I like you said that Minnesota was going to double Luka and try to shut Luka down, but no one has successfully done that ever. Like in history. and you saw that he was put in the Dorsher chamber against Lou Dort last week. And yeah, I mean, Dort was effective against Luka, but he didn't exactly shut him down. I mean, I just don't think you're going to need a bigger boat to shut Luka down. And it's just not going to happen. The other thing, I think if they do effectively stop Luka, then we're going to see Kyrie try to go crazy. And an interesting betting angle on this game is yesterday, Kyrie was at plus 1,500 to be the series scoring leader. Mm. And I love that. I love those odds. I like Kyrie. I think it went Luka 1, Ant Edwards was 2, and their odds were trash. And then Kyrie was 3rd at plus 1,500. So I love that. I love that bet. And it's Dallas related, so I love it even more.
You have too many teams you're a fan of. I'm a Knicks fan. Now I'm a Pacers fan now. And you still have more teams than me. I had an idea.
I'm only
just
like
now,
Pacers and Mavs,
kind of all over the place. Like, that's it. And the Hawks, right? Right.
What's your idea?
I'm a Kings fan. Right? I mean, I'm a Kings fan. I'm a Warriors fan. I'm definitely a Knicks fan.
The Falcons
fan. And
the Falcons and the Hawks just stress me out. Like, I can't. I'll just be straight up bandwagon fans with those guys.
Hey, one more thought before we get out of here. I wonder if things get really hairy for Minnesota if we see Naz Reid on Luka. It's a lot of length, decent size. Just crazy enough to work. What do you say?
I don't know why we wouldn't see Naz Reid on Luka.
Series changing defense, Naz Reid on Luka Doncic. You heard it here first.
Karl Anthony Towns. Karl
Anthony Towns keeps his hands in his pockets and doesn't foul once. Plus 500,000. All right, one more time. I want you guys I'm going to humbly ask for you guys to like and subscribe to the show, as well as keep sending us feedback. You know, there's a bunch of you guys sent emails, and sorry, the TOS is kicked up a little bit. I've been working a little bit of overtime over here lately, and so just trying to kind of not get into flare-up zone. It's always an ounce of prevention is whatever the cure, especially for TOS stuff. But yeah, no, keep sending us feedback. It's been great, and you already fed us a couple ideas. That's been awesome. And if you're not a premium member of the site, we did have a bunch of you guys sign up after last couple shows that we mentioned this. The prices are stupid low right now. The plans that are being submitted to us currently for Major League Baseball, probably NFL, Major League Baseball is kind of replanning. NFL and NBA are crazy awesome. So if you can get in while the prices are good, you get that price for life if you keep your membership active. Steve-O, is there anything else on your mind before we head off and call it a day?
Dude, how do you not sign up for Price for Life? You know you're playing baseball, basketball, and football every year. I can't believe
people paying $7 a month for that right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy,
incredible.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Tweet us online at Dr. A, DocTorA, myself, Aaron Bruski, AaronBruski, at Sports Ethos, and at Ethos Fantasy NBA for that wonderful blurb feed. Get into all the other blurb feeds too. It's like, all that influencer stuff that you see out there, minus all the BS part. And it's just this clear, concise analysis all in one place, written by experts who know exactly what they're doing. It's beautiful stuff. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Treat dad to the good stuff at Nordstrom Rack and save big. Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, and Nordstrom Rack's got gifts dad will love, up to 60% off. Shirts, activewear, watches, cologne, denim, and more. Find amazing deals on Tommy Bahama, Cole Haan, Original Penguin, and Vince. Great brands, great prices. So get to your Nordstrom Rack store now and make dad's day with gifts up to 60% off.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.